Sonic.
Let's go save the world, dude. Rizzle.
What?
Let's just go.
Welcome to the Sonic Con. I am Sven, your character nuts. How'd you do? It's been a while, hasn't it? Stanley. Say hello, Rich.
Hello, Rich.
Titles. We'll be right back.
are listening to
Breaker Remix.
How does it feel to be a winner descended from heaven?
Pretty good, actually. Hi, everyone. It's RChange UK here, welcoming you to an episode of the Kevin Drosslyn broadcast. Or something or the other. The result of the Sonic Hour not being here. It's almost as if it was a regular occurrence. No, not really. Sven is off doing Dreadnux things, which is to say he's not in the slightest recovering at home because he's been partying all Saturday, has a hangover. He has been working very, very hard at various Spong-related late-night things, no doubt. So, the result is you've got me for an extra hour. Echo is downstairs playing Left 4 Dead 2, which incidentally is a terrible, terrible game, which Valve needs to do a patch on to actually make it enjoyable. Seriously, it's going back. I'm really disappointed. According to Everhart, Dreadnoks is currently playing Left 4 Dead 2. So there we go. And you assume then that maybe he's got some sort of review that needs to be done. Jake the Weasel said that today he is getting Left 4 Dead 2 today. I would recommend he didn't myself, but there we go. Anyway, at the beginning we had, after the event Tumbleweed, we had Jin Senue featuring Eric Martin from The Works, and that was Sons of Angels, which is obviously take to the USA, etc. Yay. And we're just going to have a lot... we're just going to slow the music basically for this oncoming hour. If you've got any questions, get them in. We'll have something by way of content within this hour. If you've got any questions specifically relating to Sven Jocelyn, I will answer them. Any rumours you'd like clarified about him, etc., I'll be absolutely delighted to answer those in the most embarrassing way possible. And the result is we're going to go straight back into the music. So, what have we got? Well, I was thinking we can carry on with some Sonic Adventure 1, if that is okay with you. Except it's quite like a remix. So we're going to have Dark Souls Twinkle Park Classic OC remix track, and we'll follow that with some other stuff as well. I've been RChange UK, and I'll be right back, guys. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And we're back. Those two tracks were, as I said before, Dark Swords, Overclock Remix, Sonic Adventure, the Twinkle Park Classic, and then we had another Sonic Adventure remix of a different kind with one of Tweaker's remixes, this time Scrambled Tornado, from the aborted fan game Sonic Adventure Remix. I've always quite liked the total remixes of those. We have one of those for a change. Anyway, back chat room still talking about, well, all sorts really. So let's go on and see who actually is here. By going through the TSS IRC chat room and finding out. So from bottom to top, as usual, we have underscore Spondy, the DJ, who is playing 1 vs 100 live. Zero Ninja, Earthart, Tiki, SDK, Sonic AD, SJSSF, ShowFox04, ShowChamron, TailFox, Miss McCookies, Miles Prower, Mazes, Staff, Corino, then Kitsu, Iceman, Nega, Hyper Veridic, Heady Lightning, Guest 50491, Gilda, Gerbilsoft, Flyfox, Flamestream, Enigavanto, Dark Danian, AEK, who's an SSR apparently, MK Blitzchris, who's in the shower, those crazy Australians in their showers, Biafra, Rory Raccoon, and of course Chambot, because Chambot is Chambot, and in the end, what can we say about that, except for the fact that he is. Okay, gonna run through the latest from the Rex Factor, because we do actually have some updates on that. If I just get to the appropriate page. We've been having a few issues on Rex last week. Those have now been sorted by me changing large portions of the code, because the host changed something and it messed everything up, which was awesome, and I was so pleased. And I was like, what did you change? And they went, well, you changed nothing. Well, this stuff doesn't work anymore. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Thank you so much. But, so the current rundown, if you like, of Rex Factor entries. I'm actually in terribly slow connection today. Terribly slow. What's going on here? Everyone can hear me still. Come on, damn it. There we go. Bum, 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 bum. The current line of tracks is SMX with Night of the Wind. Pigeons of Death representing SegaDriven.com with Robotnik Tea Party Acoustic Mix. B.I. Lion with Me, Team Cortex Goes to Movies. Rora Black's Motorbug, cover of JCB by Nis Loppy. Spibble Wizard It Doesn't Matter SA1. This hasn't actually been updated with the proper list yet, has it? We've also got Katie Fox's Dreams, Dreams, Sweets, No Christmas. And I've got a couple more queries sitting in my inbox at the moment. Poet Digi Valentine's listening in as well. And I've been joined here by Echo Hawk. Say hello, Echo.
Hi.
Yeah, she's here in her Zelda hoodie. Ocarina of Time Zelda hoodie, you know.
Yeah, because that was really relevant. I'm just trying to keep warm without turning up the heat.
Cool. From trying to tag a CD while you're doing stuff. DC says, wait till you can play TF2 on the PC like a real grown-up boy.
No. He's going to continue to taunt you for the rest of time.
Is he? Is that the best he can do then?
I'll admit he's not as good at taunting as he is. Uh-huh. Well, generally being a harbinger of chaos. But, you know.
Yes, well, all I can say to DC is, I can't bother to say anything. I've got
Exactly. You're just not that. You can't even be that put off that you get no reaction.
Absolutely none.
And then I died.
I like the fact that they've spelt balloons wrong.
So why is Fred playing Left 4 Dead 2 and, like, not doing his shit? It's like...
That's a very good question. He's tired. Imaginary, a.k.a. Trippy, of course, is listening in also, because you went out yesterday, didn't you, and hung out with Trippy.
Yeah, we kind of just did stuff, because that's what we do, talk and do stuff.
You did stuff.
Not spend a lot of money, walk around, talk about stuff, do stuff. Not really. Yeah.
Cool.
One of these days we'll do something big, crazy, and life-changing.
You'll do something big. Big, I say.
Eventually. He's tired. My ass. Come on.
He's tired of your ass.
He's tired of his own ass. That's what he is. God damn it, Sven. People depend on you. How could you let them down? They're so disappointed. Listen.
It's so wrong.
Zombie apocalypse, though. He'll be ready.
Zombie, for a zombie apocalypse, he will be
actually,
ready.
Actually, I don't know about
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know about
Oh, yeah, baby. Talking about zombie apocalypse. Heading right now to your living room.
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
No? No. Oh.
That's until
I... You spoil all my fun!
Not yet, at least.
Yeah. I'm just importing some CD data here, because we're going to have a couple of tracks from Planet 51.
Oh, really? Are you going to do that?
Yeah, it's a pity actually, because people won't realise this, because I suspect many people out there won't be buying or playing Planet 51,
right?
Which is a shame actually.
Why do you say it's a shame? You were endlessly frustrated with it.
Yes, I was rather frustrated with it actually, it has to be said, because there's a couple of design choices that I certainly wouldn't have made, but
and a little
there
bit
we
of
go.
A few bugs here and there.
Well, no.
Well, you couldn't just.
There isn't, no.
No bugs?
No, not bugs, no. Annoyances, yes, but...
Annoyances,
no.
You know, it's always a term.
But what unfortunately people don't realise, or one won't realise, is that, and especially if you get any of the soundtrack CDs from Sega and Associates of the game, is that in the game, actually, there's some really nice vocal tracks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I need to hunt down these tracks and find out what they are. Because they were really cool. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you're busy combing your hair.
Sort of. I'm culling a rat's nest.
Culling a rat's nest.
You know, you got long
Can
hair.
Can we get Rentakill in or doing something?
What? Excuse me? I'm just getting a big old tango, because you know, you got long
hair. I see.
Occasional bits. And you can brush, but the things don't come back.
Brush and brush, but it won't stop.
You've never had ridiculous.
No, I've not had ridiculously long hair.
It's probably best.
I'm thinking of growing a Gandalf-style beard.
Well, that you could do. You're halfway there. So.
Yeah.
Did he have a stash too? I forget.
Sven misses my fuzzy face, apparently, so I'm going to have a shave.
What? Wait a minute. What? Now you've completely changed your mind in 2 seconds. You're
so... Yeah, I know. Oh, and Blake Draco's listening as well.
Of course, he better be. It's his freaking job. Oh my god. It's the only thing he does besides peruse those forums.
Mm-hmm.
And flirt with all the ladies. Oh yeah, that's Blake for you.
Mr. Lover Man.
Mr. Ladies Man.
Mr. Lover. Good Lord. Mr. Blake Draco. He's not a fake god. Do you mean something, Mr. Drake?
It's not Shaft, Bill. It's the Shaft of our
Elon. Who's the white private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? Blake! Right on. Oh, Erfeld said he was a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'm talking about Blake, and he can hear it.
So what do we
do? Erfeld says, can you please teach Miss AUK the proper pronunciation of arse.
Oh, arse.
Arse!
That sounds like a very piratey way to say it.
Arse!
Biscuits.
Asses, arses, arshage. Anyway, there's no wrong way to say ass. You know what it is, because you know what? There's a wild ass and there's your ass.
Hedgy Lightning, who is ill.
I had to say ass.
Oh. Hedgy Lightning's ill. We wish you well, Hedgy Lightning.
Don't
be ill.
It's winter.
That's very uncool, Hedgy Lightning. You can't be ill.
We don't want you to be ill.
No, don't be ill. Severely ill. No, you know, that's
you know, we don't
that's the in thing this season.
Is it really?
Being severely ill is a new black.
I thought swine flu was the thing this year.
No. That's like this year's beige.
Is it really?
We're past swine flu, move on. It's a global pandemic of mites.
It's the flu.
Next. It's the final countdown your death!
It's the flu! It's the flu!
The flu is going to kill you!
Who kills people every year about the same time? Go get your shots, or unless you don't want to get your shots, then don't get your shots.
Actually, going back to the Rex Factor, I was talking about that a while back, then I was talking about the entrance, and then we had all sorts of things happen. Remember, they have to be in. Your entries have to be in. Please don't make them all parody songs. Seriously.
I've said this before.
I know. I'm reiterating it. Can you? Some of you just write. Can you write? If you know, create original lyrics. That's the sound of my CD importing properly. If you're going to do a song, you know, try and do proper nice lyrics. It'd be lovely.
Give it a shot. There's a lot of people who are gonna listen to it.
Actually, I do need to add on to that list a couple of hours. I know Digi's entering. So then, there he goes. There we go. Digi Valentine, something or the other. He's going to do Boombox.
Boombox?
That's not Earthheart's Boombox. That's a completely different Boombox.
It's always a different
one. Actually, I would like to have a show of Earthheart's Boombox with Earthheart just boomboxing. For the entirety of it.
That would be pretty hard.
Can there be a Boombox various music tracks and everyone has to guess? Digimental asks is he allowed to rap?
You can rap. We're just encouraging original lyrics.
Yeah, we're just encouraging original lyrics.
Not,
this is the thing.
We
don't want too many parodies because
most people do.
Everyone is like, oh, write your own words. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna take the piss. Yeah, but we'll show you some creativity, and I know I don't have to worry about creativity when it comes to Digivalentine.
I guess.
Do you know you're not supposed to forget nights?
Dear Lord in heaven.
Because otherwise, you know, he kills you in your sleep.
Yeah.
In your sleep with a pair of gardening shears.
No, I thought that was somebody else.
Yeah, that's Martin the Fat Ninja, he does that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Many a Sega forum goer has disappeared.
Completely original, but very nice.
I do like it when people say to me, it's like, ooh, you know, the Sega Forum. Yeah, well, the Sega Forum is currently about three people and a dog, so I'm not sure what the...
Well, it depends. SOA Forums is...
No, it's the same forum.
Is it really?
Yeah. Hmm. It's the lack of activity on there is a worry.
You gotta kind of throw something in there to encourage them, give a reason.
Yeah, but we do that, and then
they get too expected, and, you know, it's like...
We do that, but then, you know, we get told, it's like... Why are you doing this? Why can't you do Shenmue 3? Why can't you do this? I want new Shiny Force.
If I could ban
why bother?
The term Shenmue 3, I really would. I would just, like, anytime somebody goes to say it, it's like, shit, and their just head will pop off. It'd be great.
We need to do it like in Harry Potter 7, where the name gets
spoilers.
Tabooed. Yeah. Spoilers, by the way.
If you're
the name gets taboo, so if you say it, then we get to find out where you live.
And do horrible things to you.
I was thinking you'd kill them as well.
Couldn't their just head explode if they say Shenmue 3? Just even if they
Avada Sagada. There we go.
And then, yeah, just the same as the magpies. If they exist around me, it's like, poof, the head just comes off. Great special power. You just see these birds.
Sagata Sanshu. Hero. Arta.
Yeah, that just...
Oh, an electronic force! Do you now?
It's just sad when I glanced at the Facebook.
I was great. It was great before I left when somebody was going, like, well, God, why don't you do Strider anymore?
Dear God.
We don't do Strider anymore because it's not our game!
Oh, I think we're making them laugh. I don't know, are they on, like, two separate computers listening to us? Because they're tweeting at the same time.
Diddy Valentine says, yeah, I've gone Double Knights campaign thinking about an Armadillo Revolution called Don't Forget Mites.
That's funny. I like that one.
Oh, that is funny.
I like that one.
That'll
work. I guess. I
don't know. I thought I might do Digi Valentine
Duet. Well, that's cool.
I know that he's doing a duet opening style with Ram the Dragon. Duets still get a bonus.
Yeah, which
because it's extra effort.
Right, exactly.
And I'd love to hear Urfart rapping though. Can you imagine
original lyrics? Oh my god.
Urfart will win immediately if he does a boombox background. And does a rap over the top of it.
You're just setting him up now.
Yes.
Totally.
But there's no need to tell him that.
No, he's clearly not going to...
Oh, wait, his microphone is still on. Damn it.
Oh.
Fail!
No, yes.
I want Blake to sing. Blake needs to sing.
Blake does need
Blake
to sing.
Blake hasn't sung.
I haven't sung
in Earthfall wants years. To sing with everyone, Blake Draco says. No, you're just mistaken that. That's... Darkspeed wants
to sing.
No, actually, I'm mistaken. Darkspeed has sung with everyone.
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't sung with you yet.
No, he has not.
That would be interesting.
That would be scary. Mostly because I've not sung in years. When's the last time I entered the Rex Factor? I think I did it
the first one. You never
just
did
the first one.
You never did. You had a thing with your throat last time.
I think
on the second one.
And then the third one, I had, like, facial surgery, basically, because of all the dental... stuff that was happening. I forget what it was. I'd love to hear that voice of mine from the second one. I forget.
That sounds like a request to me, so we'll have that next.
You're not going to make me... You're not going to put my song in. You
yes?
Not. No.
Better not cry. Better not tell me why.
I'm
going to
cry.
Echo Hawk is going to sing.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Do-do-do. It's Believe in Myself, wasn't it? Because you kind of strained yourself on that.
I sung that 6 times in a row to try to get one part of it correct, so that's why it's absolutely crap. I actually halfway like my acapella version, though.
Digi Valentine encourages Urfart to bust some funky lyrics.
Oh, dear God.
Sing that funky music, white boy.
Please, just put even the acapella versions even better. But that Believe in Myself crap can just, like, go away and never come back.
As we don't forget Knights, but I want to tie in with the Rex Factor in some way. Believe in Myself.
No, I don't want to listen to that. It's terrible.
To close your ears.
I don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear it.
It's terrible. I prefer my acapella version. It's at least halfway decent. Halfway. I'd still say it's shit. I know it sounds weird, but I did sing that song like 6 times straight. That's probably why I sounded like crap by the time I started singing it. Because there was like one part that's like really weird, the middle. It's like a word.
This is an excellent... Well, I'll go start off with... okay, I'll put on your acapella then. Okay, you prefer that.
Well, that's because I didn't sing it 6 times in a row. I just kind of did it. And then it's done quicker too, so people can suffer less.
So what we're going to actually start off with, though, is because we don't forget Knights. Don't forget them. Don't forget the Jester Fellow, you know.
Jester Fellow.
Yeah, what's his name? King of all Cosmos.
Don't forget, how nice.
Blake with a funny hat. Actually, perhaps we need Trippy to do a picture of some sort of King of All Cosmos Knights crossover.
God.
Can you imagine Knights with the big moustache?
King of the Cosmos.
Yes.
It's not
King of Dreamers Cosmos.
No, it's just...
King of Nightopia.
You either made a very, very big request and now she's going to take it to the most extreme detail and create like this giant knight's beholding the planet.
You can see this knight's pushing this giant katamari around which is pulled up big large chunks of Nitopia, so like Rihanna's hand sticking out sort of going it's chasing down Owl. Ooh, visitor,
with the different hands of what's his name there?
Oh, no match for that one.
Wiseman's hand stuck in the side.
Yeah.
Wiseman's chair somewhere.
I still maintain that.
Oh, God.
If talk about ASR. If Rihanna got into ASR.
Oh my God, that would just be.
No, like, I said way back at the beginning of ASR. Development in regards to people were talking about characters and stuff, and someone said Rihanna, or I said Rihanna, because I thought Rihanna might be in the chance of getting in there, because Rihanna obviously was in SS2, so best chance. So it's like, well, here's some ideas that I have, and I just sort of chuck them in the vague direction of the brand manager. And my idea for Rihanna was that he'd drive around in the car, but it was very much like Wiseman's hand. On the Wiseman's hands, so it was like powered at the back by one of his eyes, and it was all crazy like that. Naturally, that's an incredibly cool idea, so we'll not make it into the game.
Of course, right? Way too cool.
We don't like your ideas. But so, to start with, this is a very good example of something that would be perfectly acceptable and excellent, ignoring the introduction, of course, because it's pure Dark Speeds.
Oh dear.
And it's like, hey, I'm Dark. I'm Elson Log. This is a great example of what you should perhaps be. This is a great example of what you should perhaps be aiming for Rex Factor 2009. Okay, and we'll follow that up with Echo Hawk's Hail Shadow a cappella version from the unused original. It's one of the unused ones, isn't it? It was one of the bonus
ones. Thought it was a bonus.
You were going to do it first and then put the music or something. And
no, it didn't work. That's the problem. Because I did it in a different time and I didn't have all the fancy.
Whatever the case, up first, it's Elise Bersrix and Dark Speeds with Love at First Sight. First Flight, sorry, I should say. A duet version. And that's coming up right now. Except I have a bear on my head. What is this? I've been attacked by a teddy bear. Where did this come from?
It found him.
It found him?
I found
Who's
him.
Who's it found? Please look after this Echo Hawk, thank you. What is this label on your neck? Anyway.
Nice.
Let's just have the band music.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, allow me to introduce to you Isabel, a young and fine lady with a beautiful voice. We'll be duetting this very song for you, right here, right now. Something for the couples out there. Yeah, Rex Factor 2008. Let's go.
Hey, hey, come on now. Let's take flight and feel the vibe. Spread your wings, fly into the sky. There's no compromise. When you're soaring through those clouds, feeling fine, never left behind.
Ha! Let's go!
I had a dream once that I would find my one true love. Then I saw you last night. I saw you smiling at me. I miss you, baby.
Hey, hey, come on now. Ooh. Let's stay fly. I feel the vibe. Spread your wings, fly into the sky.
Woo.
There's no compromise
when you're soaring through those clouds,
feeling fine,
never left behind.
Yeah!
I realize that you are who I've waited for. Don't you ever forget the way you stared at me. Come on now,
come on now.
Magic is in the air.
Because we're going to see it through and remember the things that we love. Dream a dream,
dream a dream.
Find a place in your heart.
Yes, in my heart.
Just
be possible without my lovely partner here, Isabel. Without further ado, we bid you adieu.
Yes, share your love this Christmas and have a happy new year. Bye. Adios.
We love you guys. See ya. Till next year.
All hail Shadow, heroes rise again, obliterating everything that's not your friend. Nothing can stop you now, no ghost can bring you down. When there's nothing left to lose, you win. Suffer long and it will set you free. Only through trial do we find the strength we need. It's never over, just another day of hope and tragedy and everything that comes our way. Determination of the strong found the meaning that you searched for so long. All hail Shadow, heroes rise again, obliterating everything that's not your friend. Nothing can stop you now, no ghost can bring you down. When there's nothing left to lose, you win. Somewhere in chaos we all find ourselves. This destruction is the only tale we tell. White is black and black is white, right is wrong and wrong is right. Nothing ever fills this hole inside your heart. Determination of the strong found the meaning that you searched for so long. All hail Shadow, heroes rise again, obliterate.
It cut it off!
Yes,
oh
it cut
God.
Off! That's where it cuts off, I don't know why. I might have to sort of go back and edit that, I suppose, because that's a bit silly.
Fail! Wow, I didn't realise it cut off. Maybe I didn't record
Richard
it.
Likes the acapella.
Did he?
Mm.
Who?
Jacob 2 says it's okay, but not great.
Well, I know that. We just agreed to this fact that I sung it to their tune and their shit, and it was acapella, so I didn't have the music, so nobody was into it. Blah, blah, blah. See?
SDK likes it.
If you like it or you hate it, Marmite worthy. I guess. I don't know.
I think I've answered this fail to both of you.
I don't know.
Not as much fail to the person who should be here. Fails. What are you doing with that bear? Where's his bear? Give him that.
You're gonna fall if you do that.
Yeah, probably. Jacob 2 asks for has a request. Yeah. I don't think I have that track. Actually, I do.
But that's a 5-minute song.
Yeah, that's fine. Welcome Water for a Bomb House the Great, which is actually for a Project Chaos. Overclock Remix Project. We'll have that in a bit. Blank Joko says he doesn't want to sing. He's being smart and staying out of all blackmail possibilities. But Echo Hulk has stuff on you anyway, Blake.
Yeah.
So, unless you want that stuff to come out, I'm going to say that Blake Draco must enter.
Ooh.
Otherwise, we'll tell everyone what we know that you did last summer and autumn and winter and a little bit of spring. Filthy beast. And it'll be our word against yours. Yes. So, even more reason not to enter.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what he sounds like singing.
I do.
You do?
Yes, I do. I have heard.
Perhaps he's this fantastic baritone that we don't know about.
He's okay. I think he's just like you. You guys get all shy and you try to clown it up a little bit and you like try to sing with your own voice. You don't actually.
Wow!
Yeah, you could sing better. I'm not saying you're the best or the worst, but you just don't sing seriously. You kind of get comedic
The only thing I can sing seriously, it appears to be Dreams from Absolution, but
You've sung other stuff in like French and stuff, and it sounded fine.
That was rubbish.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, actually, one of the French ones that I did, that wasn't that bad.
Yes.
Can't remember which one it was now.
Probably Mondestin.
Mondestin?
Yeah. That wasn't half bad, but you actually sung that halfway through. Exactly, you know, you sung it somewhat seriously.
On Hill Shadow.
Shut up. Anyway, but all those tracks are, of course, downloadable on the site because those albums have been sitting there since we've put them up. So, I mean, if you ever want to take a peek at anybody's previous entries, some of the additionals, and certain broadcasters who sing in French sometimes, then you can
see. It's on there.
Yeah, it's in the depository. It's
not hard to find.
Nope.
Anyway,
just in case, you know, we thought
just
we were keeping these things.
Oh, no, it's all on the show depository.
Yeah.
Just go down on the music section until you get to Sonic Rex Productions, and you'll find both of them there.
Well, you'll find all sorts there.
Right? All sorts there, yes, all sorts there indeed. All sorts of music.
On team bajillion of Dark Speeds tracks.
Because, again, we didn't forget Nights. Yeah. Actually, I didn't forget Nights. Who can forget Nights?
The memory of
that crazy monkey in the ball.
Right, oh
yeah. He's amazing. but we put up the Journey of Dreams triple disc soundtrack earlier in the week.
Mm.
So you can get that from the Sonic Rex.
That was your contribution to
the SonicRex.com/ just go there and find it, or you can go to SonicRex.com/DEP/music.php and you can find the whole list there.
It's not that complicated.
I'm getting more tweets. You can tweet, of course.
Tweet. Which, by the way, if you guys didn't know that Sven wasn't going to be on, please look at your tweets sometime, anywhere, you know. It's just like...
apparently somebody's already done Katamari Knights.
Oh my god, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, I need to see this.
You
want to
see it? Oh god. Dream Roller. The little pushing, pulling.
I'll just dump the link in the
IRC.
IRC.
So it's a little fella in a knight's outfit, which is cute. Cute enough, anyway.
The DJ probably entered X Factor, but with a self-produced version of a song, as he can't write lyrics.
It's
like, that's fine. You don't have to do the lyrics. Everyone seemed to think that I was enforcing it with some sort of terrifying hand of fist of iron, you know. But no, you don't have to do that.
You can do the different languages as well.
And different languages as well. I like the different language ones.
Well,
I have a soft spot for different language ones.
Like foreigners.
And Eagle Vanto says Ligman.
Eggman.
Yes.
Eggman. I thought it was funny.
It's actually L apostrophe Eggman. Really? Shadow Fox, of course, says AK's French stuff is surprisingly amazing.
Oh, I see.
See, there we go. Perhaps I should just do another song. I've been speaking to Mr. Bentley Jones, and I keep saying that you should do Dreams and Absolution in Spanish.
That'd be weird.
I apparently did, but I've had this conversation before with you on Radio X, but why?
Oh,
I can't remember. You can't remember, so...
I don't remember.
Just listen to me. It goes in, it just sort of comes out the other side.
I don't remember anything.
Dragging other bits of information along with it.
Would you stop? I have the memory of span of a goldfish, typically. Okay?
A goldfish, typically?
Typically.
90%. Traumatized one, maybe.
Shut up. I was the one they shook in the bag.
Yeah. Fishy, why are you sleeping? Because my name is Echo Hawk. Now go away. You with your brown velvet trousers on.
Well, they're actually kind of more sweatpants, but go for it.
Trippy's gone onto the relevant page and has gone, do I... And is that artwork of the clock tower from, was it Bellbridge? Is it Bellbridge? Okay, Bell something. And it's like, do I already have that picture? And you probably do. I just put together, she's talking about the Shadow Depository version of the album art, which is awesome, of course, because I did it. I did everything.
You didn't do everything.
Hmm.
But you did a lot. He did most of it.
I see. Yeah. Trippy's saying you and her are going to do a girls show at some point.
Yeah, that's what she was all like, oh, I'm going to come over to your house and we're going to like do a podcast. And it was like, yeah, kind of like that.
You know, the first step to doing that is actually getting over here.
I know. Yes. She's been meaning to come visit. I told her next week.
Is she going to bring Digi in a sort of a suitcase?
It's possible. Or just a suit generally, but that tends
to... No, Digi's going to fly through the window. He's going to do a para loop through the window. And get streamers and ribbons all over the place.
No,
and of course, he'll just leave it to me to clean it up, won't he? Yeah.
Well, you know me. I don't like the vacuum.
Bastard.
But yeah, I already told her how to get here, so who knows, there might be a special random broadcast or something.
Mm. I want to know what's happened to Dragon's Den. Where's the bee show gone? What's happened to it?
The bee show? Well, right now, Sophia's been busy because she's been busy playing.
Yeah, Ram's been doing all sorts of other things, but where is the Ram the Dragon Blake Draco show? I demand its return.
Well, they have to actually do it for them.
Perhaps they can do something like the off-season. Was Radio the Radio Redux off season?
Off season? We have an off season now?
Yes. Well,
Sven sure as hell has. Sven doesn't have an off season every year.
I hate to say I told you so, but when it's like I came back, it's exactly what I said would happen.
But here's the problem. See, I can understand if he couldn't make it to the computer, he's out and about. No, he's at home playing on his Xbox.
Yes, but he's probably doing work. He's probably doing work.
How is Left 4 Dead 2 work?
He works for Spawn Reviewing Games, so that's probably the reason why.
He played it yesterday. He played it the day before that. It came out Friday.
Blake says it's currently on hiatus. Wait till I get the stitches out of my mouth.
Oh, because, yeah, he had oral surgery and stuff. So.
Overground trains confuse Trippy, apparently.
Yeah, I just have to get her some directions. And I told her, but she's got to write it down, sort of thing. She's like me. Not written down.
Yeah. That's a very good point, actually. It seems to be moving towards some sort of mini house party now on the 8th.
I know. Wait, the 8th? The 8th of December? Is that like an official day we're going to plan to actually
put it this way. It's a day that I have off work.
Okay.
And then I've got the 9th off to recover. So it's...
Nice.
So, Earth Art's over.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe if you know. So we're going to see if we can get Diddy and Trippy maybe over as well. Ginormous 8th of December podcast! Woo!
Oh my god.
Everyone in the bedroom to do the podcast, because the bedroom's also the studio. Not for anything else. Dirty IRC!
Dirty
minds!
Dirty
minds!
Now you're getting
dirty. Now then.
Good lord. Wink, wink. Say
no more. Now then.
Say no more.
What are we here? Can I fix it for Echo Hawk to have a house party?
Are you doing your Andy something impression?
No, that
no,
was...
That's right. You get all high-pitched and stuff and do one. That's the 8th, he's asking what time. See, now it's official. Now everybody knows. Now everybody wants to come over. What time, he's asking.
What time?
I don't know. Just whenever, really.
4 a.m.
4 a.m. is when it starts. 4 a.m. is when it ends.
4 a.m. is when it starts, and at exactly 1 minute past 4, you've got to go home again. He said there isn't any train, so you'll be stuck.
No. But just whenever, really, because it'll just be if we can have people come over, it's cool. Probably afternoon, because I won't be awake. Most likely. I was proud of myself. I got up at noon today instead of 1.
The man says, how about the dance Bentley does in this video?
Oh, the dancing. Everybody keeps talking about the dancing.
Everybody dance now!
I haven't actually seen him dance.
I haven't seen it either. Although apparently I'm legendary.
Legend?
Bentley Jones said I was a legend this week.
Well, I told you that, too.
Believe me! You believe what he says, you don't believe what I say! But you say it mockingly!
No, I don't.
He said it sincerely.
No, I don't.
Why can't you be more like him?
Oh my god, you did not just quite do that.
Yes,
oh
but...
Oh my god, I'm gonna snatch the phone next time Bentley decides to call and you sit there for 5 hours on the phone with him upstairs.
Effort says, I'm listening. If I rap my song with Rem, I automatically win, even if it's disqualified.
How can you get disqualified?
Well, no, it's not his song with Ram is not going to be about. He's not going to be gaming related, so it is disqualified. It is just full of win. There's a difference between actually winning the competition and it being full of win.
Oh, I see.
Basically, it's going to be like a sequel to his song with Darkspeed, which is the swing one, which I really, really like. And even Bentley said it was really, really good, so. Airfart says your rendition was nice, but yeah. Doesn't quite fit the nature of the song. You have too nice.
I was trying to just.
It's rather, rather difficult to do a sort of ballady version of All Hail Shadow, really, isn't it?
I'm too high voiced.
All Hail Shadow. I can actually
sing gameplay. That's the scary part. I have like the range.
All Hail Shadow.
But I can do like the really deep voices and shit, but I can also do the really high stuff. My range is massive, but I can't really.
One wheel on my wagon. I'm still riding along. Cherokee's chasing me.
Somebody wants you.
Somebody wants me.
I don't.
In the show.
It's just, yeah.
Yes, Blake has obviously had mouth surgery, so
yeah,
that's the reason.
So
why.
Can't really.
His plans are for New Year's week or something. Well, that'd be very good because obviously we've only got four shows left after this one of Radio Redux this year. Can you believe that?
Only less than 30 sleeps till Santa.
Less than 30 sleeps until Santa.
Yes.
But is that your sleeps or everyone else's sleep? Because if it's your sleeps, it could well be tomorrow.
That's not really nice. No, it's just, you know what I'm saying. Me. He pulls me over and then I fall.
Yes, then she falls.
Nice.
You fell down the stairs!
I've fallen down the stairs a few times.
Yes, you already have, we know. Hedgehog did have a question, actually. How rare is a Jun Senoue guitar pick? Well, pretty rare. Only those people who got the signed copy of the works got one.
Weren't you going to stop this and then do another one?
No, I started. You missed the event tumbleweed we had at the beginning.
Tumbleweed?
Yeah.
Was it my hair?
For once, no.
For once.
You can listen to it at the end.
Okay.
We had a special introduction. Dealing with the Sonic Hell not being there. Which pissed some people off.
Pissed it off because they didn't have the Sonic Hour? Pissed it off because it was you? Pissed it off because you did something asinine?
V just says he could make his way down for it.
See, look at this. It's become a house party.
I shouldn't have said the word house party, should I? I don't think I've ever had a party in my life.
Yeah, see, we need to have a good party.
Yeah.
Trust me, when it comes to your birthday, you're
going
to be screwed.
No going upstairs, people.
What?
I'm going to come in and find people on my bed.
What? That's the whole point of the house party, man. I don't know how this stuff works.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not
coming in and finding some weird coupling on my bed. If you don't mind, who knows what terrible doings might happen?
Could be worse. You're so dramatic, dude. Loosen up. You'd be such an arc.
Where's that bear come from again? I looked at you. I looked back at the bear was back in your arm. And that's magic.
It's like I pulled it from behind us here. It's great. You're just like, where the hell's the bear coop? I'm done. Alright,
you're done. You sure? Is that a promise?
I'm laughing too hard. I can't. Oh, God. Alrighty.
D. Randall's just giving me his wife for the day. That's pretty good.
Who is? Oh.
Yeah. Nyazi. Yeah, Nyazi's giving me his wife for the day. It's very kind of him.
You will not even think even remotely in that direction.
I'm on a test drive.
No test drive. What the hell kind of a term is test drive? Oh my god.
The one to get the biggest reaction out of you.
Terrible. Honestly.
She can show you how to make a sandwich.
Shit. Everybody could show me how to make a sandwich. I didn't make that many sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. That's right. In other news,
news?
Yes, there was news. Oh, I can't be bothered to do the Radio Redux news introduction.
Is that so?
The latest from around the world. This is Radio Redux News with Archangel Luke Gang. Dun 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 dun. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, Digimon Times has been slapped, everyone. Yeah. So you know. You can tweet in, by the way, questions, because we do get a lot of tweets nowadays on Radio Redux.
Them, sort of.
If you text at Sonic Rex.
Which no space, no underscore.
Yeah, no space and no underscores or anything, just do at Sonic Rex, and I will be able to answer your questions on that. We are actually into Radio Redux time now. The Sonic Hour has finished.
The sort of Sonic Hour.
Not Sonic Hour. I have officially called this show the Kevin Jocelyn broadcast show. So
why would you convert yourself to the? You'll just stop doing.
You're just annoyed. You're just annoyed because you got to change your surname again.
You know.
You just barely get used to this one.
Jeez, I tell you what.
And it's not. Although it's Scandinavian, you're Scandinavian.
I am Scandinavian.
You are indeed. See, there we go.
But
you're
still.
You're Swedish though, and he's sort of Danish.
Danish. Ooh.
He's a Dane. So you should really sort of have some kind of bloodthirsty battle royale, shouldn't you? With horns on your head.
Sounds like a good idea. Mm. I think that would make great, you know, entertainment for the house.
Yeah, I think that, yeah. That's what needs to happen.
It's like butcher. No. Who was the Vikings? I can't remember now.
Black Drake's apparently going to be original and come over to ours after Christmas with presents and beer.
Ooh. Well, then he's in.
He's in. Welcome, friend.
Well, I knew that he was coming into London, but I just wasn't.
Well, I did get two cases of beer, didn't I?
You got beer, but more beer is okay. Nothing's wrong with more beer. Why would you complain about beer?
No, I'm just saying for the 8th.
I know.
There's lots of Budweiser here at the moment.
If you like Bud, then we have it for you. If you like
and
little
Smirnoff. And 3/4 of a bottle of Smirnoff. That's about it.
I haven't drank that much Smirnoff. And even me and Trippy were sitting there talking. It's like, drunk experiences. Like,
but they want... I think Earthfart's saying... Damn it. Earthfart says, damn it, I was hoping to get in bed with your wife.
What? I see how it is. You better not take your eyes off him.
What, is that my current wife or the wife I'm being lent?
No. That's terrible. You're awful. You're an awful human being.
There's going to be a lot of people there just eyeballing each other when they come there.
They're like, just all going to be putting...
You stay away from my wife. You stay away from my husband. You stay away from...
My dog. Yeah.
You stay away from my cat. You stay away from my daughters. You don't have any daughters. Then why do you dress up your daughter and like your son like a daughter? That doesn't make sense, man.
Then it's weird.
I like them like that, you freaking freak.
Yeah, and I don't think we have friends like that. I don't think any of them.
Oh, you say that. Anyway, we're now going to have a music break because... please get your questions in.
Yep.
Actually, we've got one question here from DG again. Question for you, on the 8th, is drink involved?
Oh, yes.
Haven't we just confirmed that, essentially?
Basically. Bring your own if you have a potential or
particular. Blake wants me to play Lonesome Pine, which I was going to play at the beginning.
But
which actually...
Lonesome
Pine. On the trailer of Lonesome Pine, which actually by Laurel and Hardy, because we had a long... We had a semi-long discussion about silent films, mainly because I decided I was going to watch a Charlie Chaplin film last night at like 1 in the morning. So we got that coming up. Trail of Lonesome Pine. We're going to follow that up with the request of Jacob. See if I can find it. There we go. Which is Walk on Water. So, we'll be back after these musical messages.
Give the gentleman the best in the house.
Yes, sir.
I'll be back in a minute.
On a mountain in Virginia stands a lonely
snow is the cabin home of a little girl of mine.
Her name is June, and very, very soon she'll belong to me. For I know she's waiting there for me neath that lone pine tree.
Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name, and I carved mine, or June, just like the mountains are blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the mountains, I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine.
Songs well, Laurel and Hardy with On Trail in Some Pine, House of the Great with Walk on Water from Project Chaos, Oakland Remixes Project, and then Julian Kay with This Machine, Team Dark's theme from Sonic Heroes. I'm back with my two little micro cheeseburger things. No, that's mine!
Oh, that's yours?
That's my lunch for tomorrow.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Fine.
I'm gonna have. Didn't listen at all, did you earlier?
I thought you said something.
Yeah, I said. There's two pastas, one of which is for you. And the sushi is my lunch for tomorrow. Oh dear. To you as well. Yes. Please get your questions in for the Q&A UK section of the show. We'll be having that in a little while. Any topics you'd like to discuss, again, please let us know. There's not many Q&A UK questions, I think. In the Eon section relating to them. But yeah, a couple of little micro cheeseburgers. Those are going to be very, very tasty because I am to hungry. I'm to hungry's.
Very nice. We're joined by a few more in the chat room. Hello to you. A couple of tweets during the break. And apparently, Sonic Rex, we've broken up now. I hope you're happy. A Digivalentine and Trippy are no longer a couple, apparently. So it's all part of my master plan, naturally. To make me and Echo the Sega power couple. or something along those lines. What will actually I eat, because I really do need to eat, guys, which will allow you to get your questions in. I'm going to play a couple of tracks on Planet 51, which you probably haven't heard yet. So we're going to have a couple of these ones. They're done by the chap who does the music for the Commandos series, because that's obviously pirated. So what can we have? Welcome Planet 51 and Vought's Challenge. We'll have those and be back for you in a few more minutes. Thank you.
Right, question time. It's a question of, in case if we haven't got any questions, then...
It'll be a very short question time.
It'll be, we end the show.
That's cool.
Because it's been going for a while.
Now we got to find an excuse for me to...
No, it doesn't come with a hat or boots. No, everyone's wondering what the hell you're wearing, Gordon.
Well, I'd rather keep them guessing.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad.
And my burner falls apart. Right, so, questions. Questions and answers. Answers and questions. And some munching with Q&A UK. Darkness the Hedgehog is back. We can do better than that. Darkness the Hedgehog is back. That's about as good as you get from her, really.
Oh, shut up.
True. Go on, put some effort into it. Put some oomph behind it, girl. Darkness the Hedgehog is back.
Yay!
Better. Mm-hmm.
No, it's like the point and laugh thing. I can't do it.
Okay, so hi, back one more question. Did you miss my Darkness the Hedgehog questions? Yes, we did. We went on to where they were.
Yeah.
What's that? To both of us, could they have done a better ending at the end of Sonic Chronicles Dark Brotherhood?
I haven't finished it, so I have no idea. I'm stuck.
Are you stuck?
I am stuck at the part where they're in two separate groups and they're picking up parts for Eggman's fire stuff. Mm. And then they get on this airship and then, yeah, it's just like, yeah. I'm just stuck. It's not a big
deal. A few people got stuck at that particular bit, I think.
Well, because I don't know what the second group's supposed to go get, and I try to figure it out, and I go to the spot that's flashing on the map, and it's like, no, we can't go through here because we haven't gotten my part yet. And I'm like, okay. Do I need to kill shit for it, et cetera? Yeah, it's just like, yeah. I don't know. So I just answered that question. I'm sure it's something to do with Shade and the whole there's more than one echidna in the universe thing.
Hmm. That pisses me off. I'm sorry, that pissed me off, but...
It pissed Knuckles off a fair bit, too, if you didn't notice.
Yeah. Well, no, it's the whole thing they just sort of negated and glossed over Tikal annoyed me, but then again, it's because it was Tikal.
Oh,
so.
That's Tikal. You and your Tikal fetishes. Honestly. You have a Tikal fetish. I don't think Vikings wear glasses.
No, Vikings don't wear glasses. Which gives you a clue what he's wearing, which is wearing a Viking costume.
Didn't really... Yeah, I thought that went in the back. It's
like, no, that goes there.
I know, it's kind of crazy. Although this part, you know, I had to compromise. I had to pull him up, you know, and tuck him in. Yeah, that whole thing.
She's wearing a Viking female costume.
With the whole fur linings and everything. Mm-hmm. With a skirt that's far too short for my comfort level. Dear Lord in heaven. Yes, indeed. It's like that close.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole, if you put your fingers down at your sides, it should go past your fingers. It's not doing that.
No, it's not doing that at all.
No, it's not doing that.
To be honest, I think if you had, if there was any kind of breeze in here...
It would not be good.
You'd be doing a sort of Viking Marilyn Monroe impression. In all honesty.
That's great. Well, it's good that it fits, I guess.
Anyway. Maybe we should make it like a fancy dress house party.
Just for, so I can wear the... I don't think
just
so.
Just for fun.
Dear God.
Actually, because we were going to do the knights thing, weren't we?
Well, yeah, we were. We were talking about that too the other day, but it's like we hadn't really decided what are we going to do.
Ugh, there's a film coming up called Bitch Slap. Sounds like straight to DVD. Myself. Echo, what do you think about the new Zelda game where she accompanies Link throughout the entire game? I'm assuming that's...
Who is she?
Zelda.
Zelda? Well, that's a little unusual. I just didn't dig the whole Spirit Tracks thing. Because if a boat was slow, I'm sorry, but trains are even more hurried. I've lived in England for so long.
Yeah, remind me the last steam train you went on.
And the fact that he's got, like, a new ally is, like, okay. And it's it's like some Meta Knight sort of deal there, except not Meta Knight, but
Bless you. Okay, is Shadow really ageless or not? Well, I'm not sure if he is actually ageless. I think he just ages very, 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 very slowly, perhaps, because we know that Dark Doom is ridiculous. Well, was ridiculously old because he's dead. But in terms of age, he was very, very old. And of course, Shadow is not only imbued with his DNA.
Yeah.
But also he's in charge of the Chaos Powers, so technically you could say that maybe the Chaos Powers themselves stop his aging.
Or slow it.
Also, he's slowed down to such an extent that it's negligible.
We should just hang this up. I don't think it's good to put this in
bed. Sonic Pants.
Sonic Pants?
Sonic Pants. Would he prefer an item of the US definition or the UK definition?
An item of the... Depends on the item. That's
well, the US definition, it being jeans, denims. And the British definition is underwear of gents' persuasion.
What?
Pants means, you know, or it's slang for rubbish.
Right.
Sleeping sling's rubbish. And the other one is it's pants are underwear, wife fronts. She says, hanging up the Viking costume on a hanger.
Well, why not? It shouldn't be in a bag. Why should it be in a bag? What?
Because if somebody looked through that wardrobe and saw that, they just think, oh my god, what else is here? I'm just getting out of here now.
Let's just put it this way, it's coming out for the house party, man.
Echo's going to wear it for the house party, okay.
No,
you heard it here last, we'll have photographic evidence.
I said it was coming out, like they'd be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put the mitts in.
Gabby says, which original character from the UK Sonic comic would fit into the Sonic games?
Scourge.
No, the UK Sonic comic.
Well, then I'm fucked there, aren't I?
Johnny Lightfoot! So he can come in and he's dead! This gives us Sonic who pants here. Captain Plunder. You'll pay for this, Captain Planet. I know that's Lieutenant Plunder. Don't worry. What do you do? You're doing a dance now.
I don't know. I was trying to do
that. You're just entertaining yourself.
I'm a what?
This is why we do need the webcam version, just so you can just hit people entertain with really weird stuff in the background.
That's what I do.
Yeah, there's this whole array of really monotonous stuff going on in the background that's dying for you to be ignored.
We start talking about it like bear attacks and things like that, but wouldn't it be so much more... Oh, wait, I tried to talk you into doing a podcast. I can make a separate channel and everything. I still haven't figured out how to record it, so Lynn has to teach me how to do that.
Tanaku's got 5 questions. Saying, okay, what's your impression on the Castlevania Adventure Rebirth title of WiiWare?
He's already yawning.
Okay. Did you know that Vlad von Perlstar is really a villain Dom Dracula? I never have guessed. I mean, Vlad.
Vlad.
Let me count the ways you are like Dracula. One.
Blah.
Echo.
What
is your reaction to knowing the wax from Sonic Paradox is one of the newest members on Eon?
Oh, he is? Oh.
Yes, he is.
That's awesome. I thought he came in, but
the wax
I wasn't
is
sure.
Cool.
The wax is cool.
I mean,
you know him. I've seen his work.
Yeah, I know of the wax. I don't know him personally. I've spoken to him on a couple of occasions, obviously, to lead up to SOS.
Cool. He seems like a nice guy.
The wax is cool.
He's very good.
Everyone agrees that the wax is awesome.
Well, nobody has anything truly distasteful to say about him.
For both, do you think the Sonicu pantsuit exclamation made on the RC during Project 24 would be an internet meme?
No idea.
No.
Unless you make it so.
It's no use! AEK, who is Chambot? Tell me! Chambot is whatever you think Chambot is, but not necessarily what you thought he was, or she was, or it was. Manar. Right, I wonder which door that is that is banging.
It's the banging of the doors.
Grr. Right. That's pretty much all the questions, isn't it? Egg Hulk's gone off somewhere.
She left a can of Pepsi behind on Thursday.
Sadly not. Damn it. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to head off now then, because that's all the questions. No, there's any more questions, so it's like a fail. I've just finished the first Left 4 Dead 2 chapter, apparently. Good luck to you, sir. Amigo Vanto, this is time-centric. Do you remember those glorious days when, oh yes, he has been doing it. Good lad, Blake Draco. Okay, have you got a copy of the Best of Crush 40 Supersonic Songs yet? No, because there was a shortage. It was posted off like 3 days ago or something, so I'll get it in... I might be able to get it this week. Echo, how good is Left 4 Dead 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest?
I'd say, compared to what you've said about it, compared to what I just played, I would give it a 6. Mostly because it's so frustratingly difficult for you, and right now I'm at an impasse on the second part because I suck.
Well, this is what I don't. The thing about Left 4 Dead 1 was that it was actually enjoyable.
Yeah, but you already knew the gameplay, so when you have
It's not a case of knowing the gameplay.
It was the first of its kind. Anything to follow through has got some big shoes to fill. You can admit that right there.
Yeah, but it's not beyond Valve. Of all companies, to make a sequel which is enjoyable to a game that is enjoyable.
I know that.
In fact, I would have bet money on Left 4 Dead 2 being one of the most enjoyable games I've played this year.
It can be, but you're just so bloody frustrated with it. And everybody else is.
What's your opinion on hybrid fan characters? Is the last question of the day.
For me?
Both of us.
What do you mean by hybrids? Like two different species?
Mm-hmm.
Well...
The hedge fox.
I think it gets unnecessarily complicated after a while.
Unnecessarily complicated, and I think we'll leave it at that.
I'm not saying they're good or bad, but
Spondy says 1 out of 10.
Ooh!
Spondy agrees with me. Yeah. Guys. Guess Left 4 Dead 2 wasn't too bad when I played at Eurogamer Expo, but it's got considerably worse since then. Imagine all the fun in that game, and it's been removed. Anyway, that's the end of the show. Ending a little bit earlier, owing to the fact that...
we already did an hour.
We'll be seeing you next week when we'll have all sorts going on. Don't know what. We'll think of something. Mm-hmm. But for now, I'm going to leave you with a fantastic piece of music, which I've yet to decide... Echo! Oh no, actually, I was going to play Technical Difficulties.
Yay.
Well, another Julian K song. Technical Difficulties to close off the show. From, of course, the album Death to Analog.
Yay.
So, but until next week, I've been Octane UK.
I've been Echo Hawk.
And this has been Radio Redux. And we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.